This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I always enjoy our conversations with these guys.
Yes, I love having Edward Andrews Homes on the show. They're so innovative and have such beautiful properties.
Now, let's get into it. We're joined today by Caroline Simmel. She's a Senior Vice President of Marketing with Edward Andrews Homes. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, the pleasure's ours. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. I know you're awfully busy with all the exciting stuff going on, so appreciate you stopping by. Before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds, tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick overview of Edward Andrews Homes, how you serve in your market.
Well, I've been with Edward Andrews Homes since the beginning. I joined in 2007. We formed the company. I'm really a real estate strategist, really the who, why, what, when, where of household formation for our company. I look at all from the beginning of, you know, from lot feasibility to execution. I focus on the demographics and product planning and price positioning, competitive profiling. And then finally, we have an immersive branding where we really brand our communities catered to the lifestyle of our customers.
So Edward Andrews, tell us about kind of who you're serving.
Edward Andrews. Well, we're a premier private Atlanta home builder, and we primarily serve the move up and move down buyer. And we really look in those urban and suburban markets for both single family and townhomes. And we're priced in from the 300s to a million plus.
Let's talk about your $20,000 Our House room makeover.
Yes. Well, we put that together early in the year. We felt that Our House really aligns with our brand, and it was a natural fit teaming up with them. Our design center is located right down the street from their flagship store at Avalon. And, you know, like us, they have a passion to provide a unique, high-quality, well-designed product. So through June, we're offering two parts of this promotion. All you have to do is just visit any one of our Edward Andrews sales centers for the opportunity to win a $5,000 Our House room makeover. And then if you sign a contract with us by June 30th, you'll be entered to win a room maker up to $20,000.
So, wow.
$20,000. That gets my attention.
Right.
Give me some examples of how someone could leverage that.
You know, well, first of all, we looked at a lot of different furniture companies, and we felt that Our House had that quality, that diversity, you know, that really appealed to all of our buyers. So to leverage that from a contract standpoint, you're under contract with us, you're automatically entered. So you would go to our design center, design the fit and finish of your home, and then walk down the street to Our House and put the furniture to work. So,
so exciting.
Design center is the modern toy store for adults.
Right. And typically when people build a new home, they want that new furniture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us about your new design center in Alpharetta.
Okay. Well, this is a great topic I can talk for hours about. and you probably know it's an award-winning industry-leading center. It was designed by Cooper Carey Architects. Mm-hmm. So the center was really, we kind of took a step back after the recession and really tried to understand from a consumer-centric focus what they're looking for. And the way it was done in the past and still done today is you walk into these huge 20,000 square foot centers surrounded by walls of brick and stone and tile and flooring, and the customer walks in and it's just an overwhelming experience. And so they try to connect the dots, they put everything together, and then they walk out not really confident in their choices. Mm-hmm. And then they'll jump on Pinterest or Houzz, and then they'll want to change and they're second guessing themselves. So we really started from scratch. And so the center is about 5,000 square feet. It looks like a spa or a restaurant. You're not going to see any samples, physical samples. And to take a step back, when we thought of, you know, really our vision for this, we started with a very simple approach. If Steve Jobs was in the home building business, what would it look like? And what it would look like is innovative, very simple, yet elegant, and something that a consumer can really grasp on and really depend on and want for, you know, that kind of process. So we started with a design dashboard with not only a visual homework guide, but a style quiz that's really patterned after a Myers-Briggs personality test. And we had a lot of smart people come in and build this algorithm-based quiz. And it's more, you know, from the tech standpoint, but very engaging. So it has 16 different algorithms that measures everything from tone, color palette, organic versus geometric, what, you know, what their style is. And it comes up with this data and this storyboard, much like a Pinterest of who they are. So by the time they walk into our design center, our designers know them better than they know themselves. So it funnels down the thousands and thousands of choices down to hundreds, down to tens. And then the physical storyboards are built from there. And from a business logic standpoint, our customers, they're walking out confident. They are not second guessing themselves. And our cycle times have improved. We have no change orders. So, and it's a part of this imagine it, build it process. And that's why we're able to offer the personalization without the costly delays with changes. And it's just proven to be, we have happy customers. Coupled with that, there's a visual homework guide. So we then explore their lifestyle. And from there, they personalize their floor plans. And it's everything from, do you use your kitchen? Do you entertain? Mm-hmm. Do you like the outdoors? Do you have pets? Do you have children? So all of that comes to play when we're designing their floor plan as well.
I mean, I've been in a fair share of design centers. And as you said, you walk in and there's this giant warehouse with million samples. That's overwhelming. I like that one, but I also like these other 47. I don't have confidence I made the right decision.
Right.
I can't imagine walking into a quote design center and not seeing samples.
And
I can't wait till you guys integrate virtual and augmented reality into this whole thing.
I know.
I can't imagine what's on
there. That's like the 2.0. And we do, because customers, and we found that they don't want to see an overload of samples. Right. And they do, they touch and they feel the physical, but they've had this digital experience through finding out who they are from a style perspective. And it's funny because 100% of them say, oh my gosh, that's me. And it's funny because we want the husband, the wife, the partner, whoever is building the house together to take it together, because 9 times out of 10, they're different. So it kind of brings that, it kind of alleviates the bickering and whatnot, because they're able to then really kind of compromise on a style that they're both attracted to.
I appreciate you saying that, but you know darn well the husband has no role in this whatsoever.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
That's right.
All right. Caroline Simmel will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right. We are back with Caroline Simmel, SVP of Marketing with Edward Andrews Homes.
Let's talk a little bit about Edward Andrews Homes' approach to home building.
Yes, we really backed, you know, what I was saying about the design center. We really wanted to redefine what home building was. And after the recession, we sat down and we put our heads to work and really thought about creating a more buyer-centric process. And in this custom-homed reimagined approach, we really wanted to give the customer a platform where they can imagine the home and then build it. Because back what I was saying about the design process, once it's designed and then the customer starts making changes, it's never a good outcome, because it not only compromises the quality of the construction with things being ripped out and changed, but it also delays, and then you've got these costly overrides and nobody's ever happy in the end. So this has been a proven platform for us, this imagine it stage, and the customer finds it just very refreshing. And then they can sit back and relax while the home's being built. So that's really been our mission from the beginning. And like everything else, you always second guess yourself, is this going to work? And buyers are so discerning and they want what they want. We're finding that our buyers want what they want and they get what they want with this process.
Well, the good news is the marketplace now, they're more aware of how the tools that are available to help them make a better choice.
Right.
And it sounds like you're really leveraging that to the hill too.
Right. I mean, we're, you know, everything from our discovery process, from our web to finding out who they are. Anybody can go on our website and take the style quiz. And then, of course, when they get under contract, there's actually a dashboard that we have assigned to them, a logged in version. But it's just a fun and engaging site. And with all the communities everywhere from, you know, the northern suburbs of Atlanta to urban in town, we have offerings for really everybody that wants to move.
So you also seem to be growing at record speed. I think you mentioned you're going to have 30 communities by the end of the year.
Yeah, by the end of this year, we 20 plus, and then by 2017, we'll have upwards to 30, 35 communities.
That's amazing.
We're in closeout on a lot of communities right now, but we're opening some pretty large communities. And I do want to mention Harlow, which is in Roswell. It's on the Roswell-Alpharetta line, but it's in Milton High School. And Harlow is a 300-plus townhome community, really inspired by historic Charleston. And we've got several different product lines in there, seven different products, from 20-foot product to 40-foot product. And it's really catering to so many different types of buyers. But it's truly a resort type of lifestyle. There's a beautiful clubhouse with two resort-style pools, parks, bocce, all kinds
wow.
of... We'll have a concierge service there, yoga on the lawn, food trucks, farmers markets. It's a real sense of community.
I'll take one.
Okay.
You'll take
there
one.
You go.
How many homes are in that community?
344.
Carol, we've been doing this show a long time, and I feel like in the last year, we've really started talking a lot more about these townhome communities. Mm-hmm. It seems to be the hot new trend. I mean, am I observing that correctly?
No, you're absolutely right. Townhomes, if you want to live in these best-in-class school districts, you know, townhomes are a great option. And we have a townhome product that's close to 4,000 square feet that families can, you know, they love that option versus, you know, these markets are getting more and more expensive for single family. So, you know, townhomes are a wonderful option. We also have an aging demographic in Atlanta.
Yep.
You know, I thought I saw a statistic, 40% of our population's over 55 plus. And these types of people want something different. They want this low maintenance lifestyle. So that's another, but they want the sense of community. And, you know, we talk about transitional buyers, but I feel that in this day and age, everybody's in some type of transition, whether you're graduating from grad school or college, or you're getting married, or you're having children, or you're empty nesting, or whatever, you're getting a divorce, whatever you're doing, the urge to move is in some type of new transition, and you want to have that sense of community.
So. Well, the heck with 55 plus. I'm in my 40s and I want simpler.
I know.
Seriously,
right, exactly.
I mean, that has so much more appeal to me.
Right. Well, and it's funny you say that because the 55 plus, we all act like we're, you know, watching gorillas in the wild. Like, what are they going to do now? What do they want? Everybody wants the same. You know, you want this great, easy, low maintenance lifestyle where, you know, you're not, whether it's a plug on, you know, in a certain part of the wall or, you know, just that lock and go lifestyle, low maintenance. I mean, you know, there's so many different things.
Yeah. It's the maintenance thing that appeals to me.
Yeah.
So other than Harlow, any other communities we got to be looking at for the rest of 2016?
Well, we've got Lylebrook that just opened in really that Smyrna Vinings area. We have 64 opportunities. They are townhome opportunities with pool and cabana, and it's right connected to the Silver Comet Trail. So there's a great lifestyle component to that. And we've got communities in East Cobb. We have Haven Ridge, which is opening. It's
there's still space there?
You know, believe it or not, we have Haven Ridge, which is 82 opportunities for townhomes in the Pope High School District.
Oh, nice.
We're going to be priced from the fours, and Fairview in the Indian Hills Country Club in the Walton School District. That's really taken off. Our model's complete. We're just finding such a great reception for that product. And we'll have Edenton coming in East Cobb, which is 55 plus age restricted and beautiful community with 40-foot product. So larger square footage.
Exciting times ahead.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time for today, Caroline. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions about any of this stuff, how can they contact you? And where can they learn more about Edward Andrews Homes?
Well, the best way is to go on eahomes.com. And there's multiple ways to contact either our sales consultants or our internet concierge by community. So, you know, but you'll really love the site. And I think you'll see a lot of more about what we've talked about today.
All right. Caroline Simmel, the Senior Vice President of Marketing with Edward Andrews Homes. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of today's guest, Caroline Simmel, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.